With Hashem's love and grace, welcome to Emunah Beams with your host, Lazer Brody. Today's podcast is entitled, The True Leader. In the Israeli infantry, we used to have a joke, what we'd call the basic training hero. He was the guy that would valiantly make a frontal assault on the cardboard targets, the enemy, yelling battle cries as if he was in a John Wayne movie. The same guy, a few months later, was immobilized the first time he found himself in an actual combat situation with live ammunition being fired at him. Look at the true leaders in history. Abraham, he didn't say much unless it had to do with prayer, doing a mitzvah. But when he saw that the people of Sodom and Amorah were in danger, he pleaded with Hashem nonstop, trying to save them despite the fact that they were wicked. The same Abraham didn't lift a finger to defend himself when the evil king Nimrod threw him into a fiery furnace, but he fought like a lion to save his nephew Lot, whom Nimrod captured as a prisoner of war. Same thing with Moses. Moses didn't lift a finger to defend himself, but when he sees a Jew-beating Egyptian slave driver making life miserable for a Jewish guy, Moses destroys him with one blow to the solar plexus. But rather than fighting Pharaoh that wants to kill him, Moses runs away and exiles himself in the desert for 60 years. But when Hashem reveals himself to Moses and sends him back to the lion's den of Pharaoh's palace to save the Jewish people, Moses readily goes. And neither Abraham nor Moses, nor King David, nor Rabbi Yonatan Eibshitz, the Ben Ishchai, the Chofetz Chaim, were basic training heroes. They all fought like lions under fire, not for themselves, but for the Jewish people. Right before this past Passover, there were elections in Israel, and all type of basic training heroes who head the religious parties were vying for a vote, and they're trying to convince us that there are true leaders, the National Lions. We heard all kinds of battle cries from them. Oh yeah, vote for us, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. But we didn't hear a single one of their voices after the Maron tragedy this past Lag BaOmer. Why not? The answer is that when life's real bullets begin to fly, you don't see them anymore because they're not true leaders. Friday, right before Shabbos, I said that we all must stop the bickering and the intramural hate. Well, a well-known rabbi here in Israel heard the podcast and said to me, Lazer, your intentions are lofty and pure. I know you. But they won't do a thing until the generation's spiritual leaders get together and decide to make peace. If two warring rebbes make peace with each other, then their Hasidim will stop menacing one another on the spot. It all depends on the leaders. That's what the rabbi told me. Well, I certainly respect his opinion because the esteemed rabbi is much more learned than I am. But all the leaders that justify their bickering and their rival and their intramural hate, they should know that the only permissible hate in Judaism is hating someone who willfully goes against Torah and revolts against Hashem. Other than that, hate is a worse transgression of Torah than eating pork. But today, many people don't even know why they hate each other. 70 years ago, the Rebbes had an argument, and they're continuing the feud to this day. To our dismay, we Jews have our own Martins and McCoys. But with true leaders, there's no Martins and McCoys and no warring Markowitzes or McGoldbergs. Real leaders, they make peace with each other. If not, they're probably fighting about money, power, and control, but they're not fighting for Hashem. Again, I'm not trying to win a popularity contest with today's podcast, but if we're all thirsty to hear the voices of real leaders, those who are courageous enough to make peace with each other, we owe it to the memories of the 45 victims of the Lag BaOmer tragedy in Meron to let the one true courageous leader, Mashiach, rise up and bring peace to the whole world. Because until we make peace with each other, we can forget about Mashiach. But the more we make peace with each other, and the more we refuse to say something bad about one another, much more to do harm to one another, then Mashiach will come speedily in our days. Amen. God bless.